CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Despite worries over inflation and tariffs, a new report shows Americans are spending, although Jill Schlesinger tells us there is a heavy focus on necessities.
This report, along with the strong sales from Amazon Prime Days and other retailers, shows that consumers are willing to spend, though they may be getting a little bit more price sensitive and choosy.
But restaurant sales were also higher and spending on clothes. There was an uproar today at a confirmation hearing for Emil Bovee, President Trump's choice for the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, when Senator Chuck Grassley moved to vote on the nomination.
We have to move things along, and I thank everybody for participating. Meeting adjourned.
Democrat Cory Booker argued not all the voices had been heard.
What is another half an hour to allow senators to be heard? It's what the Constitution mandates. It's the ideals of the United States Senate. The world's most deliberative body should take a decent amount of time to deliberate.
The rest of the Democrats walked out. Bovee served as criminal defense lawyer for Trump. The Senate has sent to the House a package that cuts $9 billion from foreign aid and public broadcasting. Natalie Brand has that.
Republicans Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins joined with Democrats to oppose the measure, sounding the alarm over the impact to local public radio and TV stations.
For many families, public television is one of their only early childhood education tools. We shouldn't be pulling the rug out of these children.
The overwhelming majority of CPB's funding flows to NPR and PBS, entities that have drifted far from their original mission and now serve as megaphones for partisan left-wing activism.
The measure now has to go back to the House for a final vote before the Friday deadline.
Federal health officials will allow a popular e-cigarette to stay on the market, as Wendy Gillette reports.
This Juul ad shows fashionable young adults smiling and vaping, part of what critics say was an active campaign to hook teens. The FDA will allow the company to keep selling e-cigarettes, saying their benefits for adults trying to quit smoking outweigh the risks for teens. The decision applies to both menthol and tobacco-flavored versions, a major win for the company after critics fought for a ban on the devices.
If you've flown this summer, you may have noticed more flight cancellations, especially in the Northeast. Airports from Boston to Atlanta have seen a spike in cancellations over last year. On Wall Street, investors have been reacting to the very positive retail sales report and some promising earnings reports. Stocks are currently higher. The Dow is up 124. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson with a quick news update. Racine schools are losing more than $800,000 for after-school programs because of cuts from the Trump administration. Wisconsin was supposed to get about $72 million on July 1st. That would have been dispersed to schools all over the state. Instead, the state was notified on June 30th that money wouldn't come. It was already authorized by Congress in a bill that was signed into law by President Donald Trump just a few months ago. The Racine County Eye reports Racine schools and community groups were set to get $817,000. Attorney General Josh Call has added Wisconsin to a multi-state lawsuit, arguing that the Trump administration cutting off more than $6 billion to American schools is unconstitutional. And the National Weather Service is investigating at least 10 possible tornadoes yesterday in southwestern Wisconsin. Before yesterday, Wisconsin had 26 tornadoes so far this year. We usually only see 23 for the whole year. And more than 170 employees are coming to Racine from Chicago. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports SC Johnson is relocating 170 workers here in an effort to improve collaboration. They'll work at a building in Mount Pleasant that the company bought last year from the Educators Credit Union. And Milwaukee's famed Bastille Days celebration kicks off today. There's French food, live music, and the famous Eiffel Tower replica at Cathedral Square Park. One of the highlights is the annual Storm the Bastille 5K run. It brings thousands of runners through the downtown streets at night. That starts at 9 o'clock. The free festival runs through Sunday. And that's news from WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
An update on the Brewers' Sal Frelick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers head to L.A. to play the Dodgers tomorrow night, but their starting right fielder and leadoff batter, Sal Frelick, may not be able to play. An MRI showed Frelick suffered a minor hamstring injury Sunday against the Nationals, but for now, he's day-to-day. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Hurt my heart, you know, like he's such a key cog in this whole thing. That just ruined my day.
NBA, the Bucks have re-signed backup center Chris Livingston to a one-year deal worth $2 million. That comes after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers following seven seasons in Milwaukee.
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast, but looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out. They've been a great team quite a while now, you know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
The Bucks lost to the Bulls last night 102-98 to close out their summer league schedule. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
A fall feel today with a northwest breeze and clouds clearing. High temperatures only flirt with 70 degrees. Tomorrow, we get a little warmer to the mid-70s with abundant sunshine. And then at night, showers and storms are expected, leaving us with a darker and damper Saturday and more sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
WRJN. There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, one of the Beatles' finest.
Something in the way she moves. Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back. The Four Seasons, December 63. Oh, what a night. They remember well. You always remember that night, don't you? Your whole life? I do. But TMI, I'm sorry. Hey, remember, if you're headed to the beach, if you're going to North Beach anytime this summer, for whatever reason, be sure you hang out by the beachside oasis because, well, great food, great beverage, great location, but also they're playing WRJN, so you can hear all the timeless hits as well. Beachside Oasis at North Beach. See you there. WRJN.
WRJN is your official information destination for the Kenosha AMC homecoming. After three long years, it's back. A week-long celebration of Kenosha's iconic automotive legacy. It all starts Tuesday, July 22nd at 4 p.m. with the opening cruise-in at the Danish Brotherhood Lodge on Sheridan Road. Then, all week long, get your fill of classic car excitement, high-speed thrills with AMC racing, a special evening cruise-in at the original AMC factory site, the Friday night parade and downtown block party, a massive swap meet full of vintage finds, and it all wraps up with the world's largest AMC car show at Kennedy Park. Stay tuned to WRJN for a daily listing of can't miss events. Powered by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit, Anaya's Auto Repair, Diagnose It, Fix It, Done, and the brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. Local news and timeless hits for your timeless ride. WRJN.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week. WRJN.
Whoa!
to know. I said, I want you to know right now.
Mr. Magoo introducing the Soul Survivors Expressway to your heart. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Got caught in the rush hour. You fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded. Caught in the rush hour, this fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
believe in magic? Spoonful. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Stuart J. Waddles has the day off, so Shally Pittman filling in for him from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman. Soon the rumble of Ramblers comes back to Kenosha. Car lovers will gather in Kenosha next week for the AMC Homecoming, with the celebration running from next Tuesday through next Sunday. On display will be javelins, matadors, gremlins, eagles, and probably an alliance or two. The week includes cruise-ins, open houses, and special activities at historic AMC locations. Cars were built in Kenosha for over a century, with AMC lasting the longest. Full production ended in 1988. Chrysler built Jeep engines here until 2010. And residents in Franklin are getting letters about an attempted data breach last August. The city says someone tried to access its network, but there's no evidence that they got through. The city is offering free credit monitoring and fraud support. It's also beefing up its cybersecurity. The FBI is helping with an investigation, and the issue is expected to come up at a common council meeting next month. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Shally Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A fall feel today with a northwest breeze and clouds clearing. High temperatures only flirt with 70 degrees. Tomorrow, we get a little warmer to the mid-70s with abundant sunshine. And then at night, showers and storms are expected, leaving us with a darker and damper Saturday and more sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. Your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. Your elders grew by, and so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. Your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love.
Not there. I looked. Here are the Zombies. WRJN.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one.
one told me about how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair.
To hold you.
news and timeless hits, WRJN. We will rewind things to 1963. That's the focus for Kurt Vollmann's 5 o'clock class reunion this afternoon, class of 63. I'll take a look at one of the big songs from the summer of 73 with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. It made the top 10 and is coming next on WRJN.
You spoke, we listened. WRJN Big Deals has new local favorites in our storefront. Mahoffers on Main, Arrow Smoothies, Hot Amigos. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WRJN.com and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day serves up 50% savings on gift certificates throughout July. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and chow down on delicious savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring one of their most popular summer Kringle. Key Lime Pie Kringle is back. And you're going to love its tart and creamy key lime filling. This customer favorite is not to be missed, so be sure to pick one up this week. And while you're there, pick up one of O&H's sensational chocolate eclairs. An irresistible indulgence. Enjoy scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect through the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO. Move boldly. Dance freely.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Yeah.
hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
Let's open up the vault door for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that has been on the radio for a while. This one comes from a group started in Kansas City, ended up in Los Angeles, a soul group called Bloodstone that had several successful songs, but this was the biggest. Natural High, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Why do
Redstone doing the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon. That's Natural High. Top 10, July of 1973. And the top 10 with songs like Smoke on the Water and Bad Bad Leroy Brown. Even Bette Midler's Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. All of those in the top 10 with Natural High by Bloodstone. Another Nugget tomorrow morning, 9:45-ish on WRJN. Station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. Kurt Vollman steps in next. His 5 o'clock class reunion this afternoon, the class of 63.
Who wants to buy this diamond ring? She took it off her finger now. It doesn't mean a thing. This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore. Let it shine for you.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. ICE is getting access to the personal information of all 79 million people enrolled in Medicaid. CBS's Linda Kenyon is at the White House.
An agreement between the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and the Department of Homeland Security now allows direct access to information, including addresses, social security numbers, ethnicity, race, and health information. The disclosure of this information, which had been challenged, will be used to aid immigration officials with deportations. A spokesman with the Department of Homeland Security says the goal is to ensure that, quote, illegal aliens are not receiving Medicaid benefits that are meant for law-abiding Americans.
CBS's Scott McFarland has an update on the Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador.
A federal judge in Nashville has just set a trial date for Kilmar Abrego Garcia in a human smuggling case for late January 2026. You'll recall in this very long saga of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was deported by mistake from Maryland to El Salvador, that he is now charged by the Department of Justice in Tennessee for a 2021 incident in which he was allegedly conspiring to traffic people.
The bill that would claw back $9 billion in funding for